Hey everybody, welcome back to the 10th floor. It's me, Matt.
Hey everybody, it's Kat.
Hey, get on out of that waiting room, folks. Climb on into the elevator. We're going to ascend all the way up to the 10th floor. We're in a special glass elevator today. There's so many buttons around and you can see where we're moving. This elevator doesn't just go up and down, mind you. It goes up and down, side to side, diagonal even. And perhaps we push this big red button, perhaps even up and out.
It's the Wonka elevator.
The Wonkavator.
It's the Wonkavator.
As we are zipping through Port Charles, we're zipping through General Hospital with all of the action and activity inside.
Mm-hmm.
Dante's discharged.
Mm-hmm.
Missing medications are just like, oh, well, weird. What a weird computer hiccup. I guess that's nothing else to continue to investigate.
No.
We got Heather post-surgery.
Yes.
Already, I guess, cured of her cobalt poisoning, and she's much clearer-headed now.
I know. They better watch her.
But it's not just us, Ma. This elevator is jam-packed full of people.
Hey.
All right. We don't have Chandra. Chandra, again, is doing sports stuff. Because she's just so dang good at it, they can't let her go.
No.
But Carolyn is here. Liz is here. Cheryl, the moderator, is here. Rochelle, George, Jeannie. Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, what's going on? Jeannie thinks that Heather is still nuts. So there's that.
She might be a slightly less nuts, but yeah, she's still nuts for sure.
She's crazy. She's cuckoo nuts.
She was crazy before her hip got replaced as well. Maybe not quite as murderous, but she was Looney Tunes then too.
That was the point, right? Isn't that what Laura was saying? Well, she wasn't like this. I mean, yeah, she was nuts, but not a killer. And then Portia, you know, she's standing outside.
It wasn't like us, you know. She didn't go around with a hook,
right?
Back then,
no, she didn't. And of course, Portia is not going to forget the hook,
no.
Heather, and the terror,
no.
and the everything that she was a part of when it came to terrorizing Trina.
I tell you what, it seems like our new writers have decided to give Portia a little more oomph.
She's like, I'm not standing for this. Gosh darn it.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh,
didn't it seem that way?
It did. Hey, you know, before we get too deep into the plot of General Hospital this week, though, we have to celebrate. We have to let the balloons go and the confetti fly. Because it's the first weekend of April.
It is.
Which makes it our beginning of our fifth season. 5 whole years now, starting here on the 10th floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've been talking to each other about General Hospital for decades, but on here, 5 years.
Yeah, we're getting started with the fifth season, you know, the 5 years
the
now.
Season.
I don't know exactly how this is works, you know. But fifth. The beginning of our fifth year, right? It's the fifth first weekend of April.
It's episode 1 of our fifth season.
Yes, season 5 is upon you. So we're happy with that. We're celebrating that. So thank you for joining us this week. Happy fifth birthday.
And come June, you guys, come June, we're trying. We haven't had an opportunity to put our name in the hat yet, but we're trying to go back to the daytime Emmys.
Yeah.
And if we're able to do that, we're going to be able to talk to some more of our favorite folks that we love to look at 5 days a week.
Heck yeah. It's going to be super fun. And we can't wait to have the opportunity to throw our names in there once again to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be a great way to celebrate season 5.
What?
Is to be able to put that in. Jeannie says she found us about 18 months ago. So thank you for finding us 18 months ago, Jeannie.
Yeah.
For joining us for the ride.
You didn't find us till we had our sea legs already.
Rochelle wants to know if I got a new mic for the anniversary. Not yet. Not yet. We're just a little bit under still that withdrawal amount from the YouTube account. But that's all right.
Almost there, though.
We're going to handle it. It's going to be great.
Oh,
it's super
there.
Awesome, and I can't wait. We'll get there eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Dante got home eventually. You know, all he needed to do was rest, recover, you know, have a little more energy than this. Oh, gosh. Oh, I think I'm going to be okay. You know?
I thought he'd... No, I do think that Dom did a pretty convincing Pretty convincing. Oh man, I'm
Yeah.
so happy to be awake, but I'm sore.
I'm very
I
hurt.
don't know. I thought he was good.
I feel like I almost died. No, yeah, they
I
did
do
a good
not.
job with
I
that.
really
They sold it.
don't really want them to break up Sam and Dante. I love Sam and Dante.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're gonna break up. They seem pretty solid.
Well, they do seem pretty solid, but it's a soap opera, so they can't be stay in bliss forever.
Well, I guess not. No,
No,
imagine they're gonna be
you know, like we
facing
said,
some challenges.
you find your life partner when you are later in life on a soap opera, and they're not old enough yet to settle on each other.
Well, maybe Danny will make a mistake and they'll become grandparents before you know it.
It could happen.
And then they'll be able to be settled because they're grandparents.
It could happen.
It could totally happen,
It could happen.
especially with that wild child, Danny.
Danny's
Sam
a
can't
little
even
bit of a
trust him.
wild. He's a little bit of a wild child, a little bit. But I tell you, that Holly and Tate on another show make him look like a little choir boy in a
It's
way.
true. It's totally true. It's totally true. Danny's just sneaking off to go get donuts.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Thank you very much, Melissa, for her contribution to the super chat, followed up by Rochelle as well. Oh my goodness gracious. I was thinking that with these super chats, if you wanted to, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to, I don't know, declare a topic for late night tonight with it. And then we'll be honor bound to cover it so long as it's appropriate for the channel.
Yeah, we didn't do late night the last couple of weeks. The first night is because we just couldn't come up with something that we wanted to talk about.
It's
And
tough.
this past Thursday, Grandma Lou's fine, but I spent all day at the doctor's office with Grandma Lou. So
She's just
I
old.
just I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it when I
You're
finally
hanging out
got home that
in
day.
that stark white and that luminescent, fluorescent
Yeah,
lighting all day.
it was just a little difficult for me. And it was just kind of surreal and weird too, because it was April 4th when I was there at the hospital with her. And like I said, Grandma Lou's fine. But exactly 1 month before that, on March 4th, and you guys haven't seen him walk behind me lately, we lost Rocco. And I'd spent the whole dang day at the doctor's that day too. And luckily on April 4th, the day ended completely different
It
than
did.
it did on March 4th.
Very much, very much
Very
so.
much.
You didn't have to ask the doctor to just go ahead and thank Grandma Lou for a wonderful life.
Yeah.
Well, good. Now that you've said that, I can stop saying Dante's kid and start using the name Rocco again.
Yeah.
I had been purposefully avoiding using that child's name.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, people who have been listening, but over the last couple of weeks, I just kept saying Dante's kid.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. Anyway, Bozzolini's here. Hey, Bozzolini.
Hi.
Yeah.
So yeah, Danny. Oh, he just went and got some donuts. Danny's a good kid. Has he got some wild, little bit of wildness? Of course he does. He's adventurous. Sam cannot blame that just on Jason, okay? Because Sam flew into town as a con artist, adventurous, and not that nice of a little girl.
To answer the questions very briefly, just super quick, so we can just move on to happier topics. About 12 and very quick illness.
Rocco had what happened? I'll just tell you guys what happened with him, and they really weren't able to pinpoint exactly, but this is what they told me. They said either he had a ulcer perforate his esophagus, his upper GI, his stomach, something perforated, something, and was spilling into his abdomen. He was kind of out of sorts. But he seemed okay. He was a little out of sorts, and he was an old dude, kind of a little out of sorts, slowing down a little bit. But over the weekend, I did realize, okay, something's really wrong. He's in a lot of pain. I can tell he's in a lot of pain. Didn't do a lot of crying and yelping, but I could just tell he was in a lot of pain. So I took him on Monday, and that's what they told me. And they said his entire abdomen is full of infection. His body is sepsis. So I, there was nothing I could do for him. They said, well, we can do exploratory surgery and try to, and you know, at the at 20 grand.
Yeah, it's just going to be one of those things. And even
And
then.
I do really, really believe that I could have been down 20 grand and still had a dead dog. I
Probably.
think that's what would have happened.
Very likely with the extent of how bad it had gotten by then. Thank you everybody else for your continued donations through the super chat. We really absolutely love it. Liz, for yours, Carolyn, for yours. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You not only
So
help the
that's
channel,
what
but you
happened.
make us feel good.
That's what happened, and I didn't bring it up earlier because you know, grief gets better with time. You don't cry as easily with time. So that's why I didn't bring it up earlier. But that's we lost our Rocco. Couldn't he? I tell you guys, if you want, if I don't know if anybody else has had a Catahoula. I never even heard of a Catahoula until I got one. I never didn't know there was a, such a thing as that breed of dog. But my gosh, if I ever get another dog, that's what it's going to be.
Not
He's the
only
best
gorgeous,
dog I've ever had in my life, and
gorgeous,
I've had a lot.
smart, wonderful temperament, and that's common for the breed from our understanding.
Yeah, and they don't bark hardly, but they howl, and they like they howl. That's how they bark. And when they're excited to see you, it, they're just so cute. It's like cry, you know. But they're just howling.
Oh, well, lots of condolences from the
And
chat.
my mother-in-law and my husband, actually, this is true. I mean, of course the dog didn't know what he was saying, but they taught him to say, I want my mama, and I howled. I want my mama. He would do
Oh, but sorry for the loss. You did the right thing. Rocco's on the other side playing on the Rainbow Bridge. Lots of
Yes, he
condolences from the
is.
cat from the
Yes, he
chat right
is.
now.
Yes, he is.
Jeannie loves
Yes.
Dobermans. So hey, there you go, Jeannie.
Oh,
Always
I had
protect against
Doberman
it.
when I was a kid. I had a couple of them. We had the last Doberman we had was Kaiser. It's my dad's dog. Kaiser played with a brick. That's what he brought you to toss. A regular red brick. That was his toy. And we, if you hit, my dad could like really throw it far because he was strong. I was a little kid. I really couldn't throw that brick very far.
Well, now that the dog is out of the bag, we can do our pets late night tonight.
Yes.
Just share all of our fun pet memories over our life.
Yes.
We should get back into GH though. My God, we
Yes.
should get back into
Kathy should.
GH. So yeah, Danny, just get some donuts. His mama don't trust him. I'm going to turn your location on. And Dante's like, shh. Sam, I get it, but hey, you're the mom though. Let me not get involved.
That now that you know, saying that about the GPS thing on the phone, that Nicole
On
on
days.
days ought to give that phone back to Holly and just GPS the crap out of it.
Just constant, just sitting in the Demira living room, just watching the map.
Just put on the Life 360 and just watch every step she takes.
She's pacing in her room. If her phone doesn't move in 15 minutes from the spot it's in, I'm gonna go check to make sure she didn't sneak out and leave it behind.
Exactly.
So I don't know if
Smart,
Sam's
actually.
gonna have to worry about stuff like
Nicole,
that.
give that phone back to that girl.
Well, I mean, Danny got his phone back, right? Yeah, and then he marched upstairs. Grr. Grr. I like him. I like that Asher Antonsen kid. What really sold me this week on it, and I don't know if it's coaching or hanging out with Dominic Zampronna or whatever it might be that's helping him when it comes to being an actor. But when he walked in, was kind of nonchalant. It's like, oh, hey, here's that guy again. Welcome home, you know? And it wasn't like this, Dante's home, ah, and then rush over to give him a big hug type of moment. I don't know. There was just something kind of like genuine about it, and I think it's sort of sold like Danny's cool attitude.
Well,
And
yeah,
that's.
and I think if it were true to life, that's probably more of how it would actually go down than
Oh, hey. Yeah. Hey, look at that. He's home. Kind of just and you could tell that he was happy, but it wasn't like this thing where he did a cartwheel over to the couch. And I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about Sam. And I was thinking about Sam being excited about something. And I can't recall, I could be wrong, but I can't recall scenes where Sam is like, yay, about anything. You know, if she's excited about something, she's still pretty
No,
small
I've
about
always
things,
thought
right?
that Sam had no, she doesn't get overzealous about things.
Yeah.
She keeps things
She,
more to the chest.
things are always fairly even when she, you know, like there's
Yes.
elevation. You can tell when she's angry. You can tell when she's, you know, trying to be seductive and all of that. But she's never been like somebody with explosive emotion.
No, she actually she and Jason used to remind me of each other in that way.
So then it's just perfect then. It's perfect characterization for Sam and Jason's kid to, you know, I know Jason bumped his head, but still. He could be anything. He bumped his head a long time ago.
He did
Who knows
an
where
awful
his
long time.
brain chemistry would have been if he didn't smack his head. He bumped his head when he was like 18, right?
He bumped his head when he was like a freshman in college.
Yeah. So, you know, 18, 19,
18 or
something.
19 years old. He was the good quartermain with the sweater vest.
Exactly. You know, he was preppy.
He was
You know?
preppy and he
You
was
know?
the good one,
You walk
and
in and you can
AJ was
almost
the
hear the
screw up.
90210 theme song.
Yeah.
Da na na na, da na na na.
And AJ was a screw-up kid.
Yeah. Hey, what'd you think of that detail where Jagger never told Jason that he was
Right?
Jagger, and then Jason's like, "You son of a bitch! All of this
Yeah.
time, you never told me that you knew me before." And then Jagger was like, "It didn't matter. It's not my
Yeah.
fault you don't remember. Get back to work."
Yeah, it
Oh
didn't matter.
my God.
I think Jagger 100%. He's just got his personal feelings is all engaged in this. And it's all of it is all about Karen, really.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, it's been his decades long plan.
He's
Decades
got
and
Karen in
decades.
his crawl.
He will never forget what happened to Karen, ever. Where's
Why don't
Scotty
you go
during all
talk to
of this?
Scotty?
Yeah, where's Scotty? Scotty should be
You got to go
hanging.
talk to Scotty.
He needs, you know, he'd be helping Jagger, wouldn't he? It's like, yeah, let's get that son of a gun Sonny out. I decided, Ma. So I've been watching some YouTube and learning stuff because we're climbing on the subscribers. Thank you everybody for subscribing. Eventually, one day, we're going to hit that thing, and what YouTube is really going to pay attention to what we say. And so here's the rule. Here's the rule. You ready for it? It's super simple.
Okay.
If you wouldn't say it in that way to a 4-year-old, don't say it on the air.
Boy, that's but you know, but that can be a wide gate, you know? That can be a wide gate because there's some things I'd say to a 4-year-old that a lot of people wouldn't say.
I get that, and that's probably fine. but you know, we'll explore that when we get closer to that milestone. And I'm sure YouTube will remind us regularly if we violate. Not that we're even
Yeah.
talking about anything sensitive right now. I don't really know exactly why I was inspired by that, but whatever. I'm just excited for the new subscribers. Thanks everybody for joining us. Last week was a very strong episode. I checked the analytics before going on. It was the Valentine all along episode, right? You know how many viewers was on my little checkbox when I came in to do this?
582.
It's very scary, Ma. It was actually 666.
Oh, heck no. So I'm going to put that episode on right now, and I'm going to change
Valentine
the
is
number
the
myself.
devil. I'm sure it's ticked up since then, but yeah, Valentine is the devil is basically
Yes.
what it boils down to.
Well, he's Cassadine. No,
Let's see, Scott.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be, you know, because they still have not told us who bought Spoon Island.
No, I imagine it's just gonna be Nicholas eventually.
It'll be Nicholas, and maybe it's Valentine.
Maybe it's
Valentine.
Valentine. Yeah, it's entirely possible. Maybe Ava
Because
just
he
bought it
no
from herself.
he has stepped back into his Cassadine Snuggie.
He sure has. And maybe Ava
He's
just, you know,
put his
kind of.
Cassadine Snuggie back on.
She bought it herself as some sort of ploy, as part of some sort of master plan. I still own Spoon Island, but I live with Sunny because I don't own Spoon Island. Oh, goodness gracious. Karen is sort of a clone, says Kaiwan. Carly is sort of a clone of Karen. That's why I think they're going to put Jagger with Carly. I don't know. I think Jason has definitely slid right into that possibility.
If she were ever with Jagger John, Jagger John, if she ever was with him, it would be in a little space of time from now, I think.
Oh, yeah, it would be a while, a long while even. And, you know, I don't even see, you know, this future of Jason and Carly, I don't even see really manifesting still for a while. I don't think, you know, in 3 weeks they're going to be making out.
No, I don't think so either. I think General Hospital, if they even have that happening later on, we are, as fans, viewers, are going to have to wait for that love fest as long as we had to wait for Trina and Spencer. That was a long time. It.
And now that, you know, now that we don't have a story in which Sunny's not Sunny and a COVID mandate coming up, presumably they have some time to actually do this love story, this connection, and sell the history and the repressed feelings of the last 2-3 decades. So, you know, it could be a chance for them to you know, really explore it and sell it and do a great job with it. I don't know. The love is lovely in GH right now, as is the family. The families are so deep right now, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Christina was hanging out with both her sister and her brother, and she referred to Dante as her brother.
I know.
What? I know, right? That means that Sam and Dante do have to break up if we're relinking the family trees together again.
Well, they have to break up because there's just no such thing as wedded bliss this early in life.
Well, that's why they're not getting married.
Because you will jump into boring.
They're both like, let's not get married.
You will jump into boring if they leave you too happy for too long.
Thank you, Kelly, for wishing us a happy anniversary. And let me make sure I read these out loud, too, because I'm not sure if I did. Liz and Carolyn, for your donations. Thank you. Oh, my favorite is Tracy right now, says Blink.
Well, Tracy is a delight, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's hanging out with everybody in Port Charles now. You know, Stella's like, you got friends, right? She's like, you know, I know hundreds of people in town. Don't get me wrong. I've got many contacts and everybody loves the great Tracy Quartermain. But, you know, when it comes to friends, I got one and he's going to die.
Pretty much. That's what she said, huh?
Yeah. It seems like they put the accelerator button on Gregory's ALS. So, you know, I think we're going to have a wedding and a funeral in short order.
I think so, too. But I like the friendship of Stella and Tracy. I do. Because both of these women can be nasty sometimes. Good old Aunt Stella. She can be nasty, too.
They've known to be able to say some things to some people.
Yes. And maybe they're going to have a lovely friendship because they're going to put each other in check on that stuff immediately.
Stella's going to be like, all right. Tracy will be like, well, I don't know. Tracy might exacerbate whatever Stella's mind is like. I liked it, though. You know, the reflections, you know. She's like my mother, you know. My mother was always gracious no matter what was going on. I presume you take after your father. Yeah. I'm proud of it, though. It's what I want to be.
Yeah.
Just Lady Edward. Lady Edward.
Actually, he was horrible, too. Especially when, you know, he was young and spry.
Oh, yeah.
Alan was horrible.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much. One Canadian dollar for every year that we've been on. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Aw, thank you.
Somebody asked about late night tonight. That's our very uneven and off and on whenever we feel like it. Thursday night show. But anybody that's donated to the Super Chat, if you wanted to, you know, demand a topic Go ahead and put that in the chat right now. I'll write it down and make sure we do it on a late night tonight when we feel like sitting in front of the cameras to talk. I'm not going to promise weekly because we just don't seem to have the focus for that right now. But
No.
having a list of topics will help.
It sure would. Make a top 10 list for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And David, oh my God, thank you very much. Oh my, David, are you sure you want to do that? Was that a typo? Because I can refund that if not what you intended. Yeah. anyway. Sorry, he donated $49.99 and it just slapped me in the face, and I just want to make sure that wasn't a typo because I can give that back. anyway, let me try to focus again. Let's talk more about Jagger. He's in the middle of everything, okay? And I'm I ref I just I said it a couple of weeks ago, and I maintain it today. I refuse to call him John. He's Jagger.
I loved it last week when Sonny walked past him and he was leaving, walking out of the scene, and he says, Jagger.
he refuses to call him too. David says no typo. Well, thank you very much, David. Hey, you don't you could pick two late night tonight topics, buddy. Two of them. Oh goodness. Yeah, Sonny also refuses to call him Jagger. I'm waiting for Anna to call him Jagger. I'm just waiting for the John to fall off. Now that he's, not trying to be John Cates, not trying to hide his identity from Jason, maybe we can just start calling him Jagger again because it's too hard of a
They
pill to
should
swallow for
actually.
me.
I think they should just call him Jagger. I really do. I kind of understand why they didn't introduce him that way, because folks went on, oh, crazy anyway, because he's blonde, doesn't have dark hair and dark eyes. Everybody kind of went crazy then. So maybe now that it's a little time has went by,
He just be a
Jagger won't taste so ugly in your mouth.
maybe now that we've accepted him as the new face of Jagger, but not everybody's been Jagger Jagger. It's not, we know who he is, but we haven't been constantly reminded of his old Antonio Sabato name. That's who played him, right? Antonio Sabato? Is that somebody
No.
else? Who was it? Some guy, some dude, some
Well, it
feller.
was Antonio Sabato. It was.
It was? Okay. Well, anyway, now that it's not his face, but we knew, the connection was there. They made references, Karen this, that, and the other thing. Yes. Anyway, Jagger, Jagger, Jagger. I don't need to keep selling it to people who agree. Wasn't Brennan's first name John as well? Asked Rochelle. Yes, but now he's Jack.
Now he's Jack.
Now he's Jack Brennan.
We can't have too many Johns.
No, that it's like they. Because Brennan and Valentine hadn't interacted before the van last week, that I can recall at least. And so it's like they used that meeting to let us know that Valentine had known him as Jack and has always called him Jack. And that is our transition as an audience to start doing the same. I thought it was good. I thought it was smooth. I think these writers are doing a good job when it comes to repositioning things. And
And
we
they're doing
are
it everywhere.
repositioning the entire landscape of GH. And I'm not talking about who's working together necessarily, but I'm talking of just like when it comes to conflict, everybody's so snippy and fighty with each other and arguey. There is so much conflict in these
There's a lot of conflict.
conversations now. And it hadn't been
There's a
before. It's like we waited 3 weeks to have conflict. And then they would go up off to their corners and just have a bunch of side conversations with other characters and then come back for conflict and then continue to do this boxing match structure of storytelling. But now it's just round after round.
I think the most conflicty thing I saw this week was Nina getting into that butt of Drew.
That also Jocelyn and Christina.
Yeah.
To a point where Carly's like, ladies, you're in public.
Right.
It's why, and they.
Jocelyn reminds me of her mom so much, especially, when Carly was a younger
Well,
character.
here's the thing, Ma. Patrick Mulcahy wrote Young Carly. So, or at least he had a heavy hand in it. I don't want to sell him, make him the god of GH writing or anything. But he's no,
Yeah,
he's.
Elizabeth used it was she wrote the Big Jason story. All, bonking on the head and everything.
And she even wrote his return here too. So, when it comes to writers with history, with these main characters, these prominent, I don't want to say main characters, that's going to start a fight, but with these prominent characters on GH, they're in experienced hands at the very least. I appreciate how calm and chill and content Carly seems. Even her little playful little nee, nee, nee with Molly was fun. Because I don't know. Because listen, folks, I've been watching solidly for the length of the podcast and a few months, a year or so before then. I don't really know 90s Carly and 95 Carly and early 2000s Carly. I don't know that. But when Molly was like, "I'm glad you don't hold it against me," and Carly's like, "Well, what makes you think I don't?" I was just like, this must be her. This must be the character that so many people had fallen in love with all of that time ago. Because just the smoothness of how easily that came out of her mouth when she didn't even really mean anything by it. She doesn't hold anything against her, but she still had something snide to say.
It's a little
Just a
passive
little
aggressive something.
something, but then she wasn't serious about what makes it. I was just like, oh, that's Carly Spencer. Okay, got
And she,
it.
and she doesn't need to forget that Molly's daddy is the one that put her in a holding cell for a while.
Yeah, there's definitely a connection there.
And Rick Lansing ain't no good.
But I guess I have to take back my previous statement where I'm like, well, it's not necessarily who's working with who, because when was the last time we had a Molly and Carly scene?
Oh, she was probably 8 years old.
Oh goodness, I'm glad they moved Curtis along. What Drew said about Nina is true. My goodness, everybody's just talking about whatever they want. I love it.
Well, I'm so glad that Curtis is walking.
Yeah, moving that right along. What is that? Let me find it again.
And I don't know
Liz.
about them Ashfords, though. You don't know about them Ashfords? They don't lie about good stuff. What are you doing? Aunt Stella's right. You don't lie about good stuff? Why?
Why?
I mean, I know you guys lie about things. You love a secret.
Want to
Them
give everybody's
Ashfords
hopes up. I
do.
don't want to tell anybody. I don't want to tell anybody and then fall down and be embarrassed. It was Liz. I'm glad they moved Curtis along, and I'm ready for Christina to have the baby. Let's get it over with so we can move on. We still got a couple of months before Christina has that baby.
She got a bump now, though.
Yeah, she got bumped. She still got bumped. She got bumped. I'm torn because I like the back and forth between Drew and Nina, but I also like Drew and Jordan as well. They've been really testing Drew out. I wrote that down. We got some chem testing this week
Lot of
with
chem testing this
Drew
week.
and Jordan, Drew and Nina, Natalia and Sunny.
We got two doses of Natalia and Sunny testing.
Yeah, we got what, a little bit last week and a little bit this week. Apparently they're making friends, I guess, over
Well, I tell
just
you what,
being in proximity.
I'm not digging that Natalia at all.
No?
No,
You hate her.
I don't hate her, but I'm boy, if they want us to not like her and think she's a crappy mom, they're right on target.
Well, yeah, we're not supposed to like her and think that, we're supposed to think that she's a crappy mom. I think that they're doing a really good job too of showing that she, is extreme in her parenting, to a point in which this almost 30-year-old daughter of you is definitely still being smothered by you, stage mom. Immediately recognized as such by Lois.
I love Lois.
But they also do a good job of showing that Natalia is motivated by a genuine care and love for her daughter and trying to protect her from the evils of the world.
But she also really doesn't want the world to know her daughter's gay or anybody
No,
else.
she doesn't want her, she doesn't want anything to get in the way of the very basics that is Blaze the performer.
But and Natalia doesn't understand her target audience when it comes to someone's sexuality doesn't give a damn.
as time continues to march forward, it really becomes less and less and less of a concern for people.
Yes.
Especially younger people. Go hang out with a young person. Go hang out with a young straight male. You know how gay they are now? Oh my God. They don't care about nothing one way or the other. I can't say that's probably, that's the case for the entire world or even the entire country. But here in the Bay Area, or up there in the Bay Area and down here in Los Angeles, it's pretty easy and people are pretty open. And I'm not saying that everybody, is open to dating everybody, but when it comes to like finding out that Sammy has a crush on Joe, Joe doesn't care anymore.
No, not at all.
And it's nice.
Yeah, people don't get all worked up. In fact, it might actually help her career.
It might, everybody needs that People magazine cover where it's like, I'm gay. Like Lance Bass. I
Yeah.
mean, those aren't a thing anymore. People just post on their social media accounts. But I remember the Ellen cover. Ah, Ellen. Oh my goodness. Oof, how mighty
It's
have
not,
fallen.
it's not. So now I think Natalia is showing her her character's age. People like it. But honestly, I think she's more concerned about, oh, she's gonna be good with this and all this stuff, but she really would like to hide it from the rest of the family. She doesn't want Willa to find out.
Mostly not, and that's interesting because Daisy says I think that Natalia is being played culturally accurate, says Daisy. So I think that's true. Glee had a similar story, and it was always the abuela for some reason. The abuela. Glee had a similar story where they didn't want the abuela to find out. And she did. And abuela was not happy. Oh, rumors say that Heather will be murdered, says Carolyn. I strongly doubt that. Hallie Mills just
Oh, I
won an
hope not.
Emmy. She just won an Emmy. I don't see how they would kill her.
No, I think what they're going to do with Heather is actually redeem her as best they can.
Best they can. And then Melissa says Heather will start dating Cyrus. So hey, there you go. You got both two crazy wackadoodle criminals who are still out of their mind, but thinking they're doing right, when really all of their attempts are just damaging. I'm with it. Anything that gives me more Cyrus as well, I'm on board for.
I know because I am a little concerned about the character of Cyrus because, man, the new writing team ain't wrote a damn thing for him.
Not yet.
So I'm a little concerned.
Not yet.
I
Not yet.
don't want him to be put on the back burner. Jeff Cope's
No,
got
no,
too much
no.
to offer to be on the back
No, I
burner.
think that with the fact that everybody is getting a little more oomph behind them, everybody from Sasha to Cody to Portia to Laura to Heather to everybody on the cast, big character, small character, doesn't matter. You're getting a little more oomph. You get a little more behind you, a little more information, a little more subtlety to what's going on. It's nice to see. I don't see why
I think the
Cyrus wouldn't
only
do the
one they
same.
haven't really done that with big time is a Finn.
Yeah. I think that there are some characters that it might take a little bit more time for them to exactly figure out what their heartbeats are, especially if it's gotten really confusing about what it is that might be their driving motivations over the last couple of years. And I think Cyrus and Finn definitely fall into that category of not really understanding what it is that's pumping their hearts. I know Finn loves Liz. That's about the extent of his entire existence and has been over the last couple of years.
They with Finn and Elizabeth, that train wreck of a storyline they had a year ago.
Yes.
That was a turd. That was a turd in the punch bowl. It really was.
I heard a rumor. I heard a rumor that the original story before it was rewritten for Jason's return had Morgan coming back, missing fingers for inexplicable reasons. Now these things are so out there that they could just be super rumor, but they're also so out there that it might answer why we have new writers. Morgan comes back missing fingers. Susan Moore was behind it all.
Like Susan Moore's not dead.
Or maybe not Susan Moore. Susan, the other one.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, what's her
Yeah.
name? Jennifer Lady. Jennifer
Yeah.
Sanders.
Yeah, Jennifer, you know, the daughter of the other crime lord dude.
She was behind it all. And I saw all this stuff on Twitter. Something too about like something about Elizabeth and Jason and Elizabeth going down a darker path that her fans probably wouldn't have ultimately appreciated. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much of that's true, how much of that's false, but I saw a little bit on Twitter.
Who knows?
Blink says Morgan will come back with all of his fingers. There we go, Jennifer Smith. Thank you very much, Blink.
Jennifer, we couldn't think of Smith, the most common name
I
in the
know
whole
what's wrong with
USA.
us.
Oh,
LaShonta
gosh.
wants to know who killed Austin. You know, I think that we might never find out. Or we find out that it was Valentine. One of the two.
I think it was Valentine.
It seems like it was probably Valentine at this point. They weren't exactly connected to Pikeman, but I think there's, you know, there was room for Valentine to expand some sort of operation with Austin gone because that crumbled pretty much Cyrus's whole operation that he had going on. And that's something that Pikeman might be interested in doing. I don't know. I don't know. Time will tell. Time will tell. We might never find out, though. It's been so long that we may
It's been
never
a
find out.
while.
Yeah.
Well, they can't just leave that like that, though.
I don't know. I don't really think people are asking. It's
I
not.
wouldn't be surprised as Valentine, though, because Austin did indeed recognize the person.
He did. He did. So I don't. I really don't know at this point. And not many people are really talking about Austin or reminiscing about it or even really bothered by the fact that he's dead. So yeah, we better find out. Daisy thinks that Morgan is dead. Dead. We'll see.
I might be. I think I don't know that Morgan's going to come back. But you know, as long as there's no body, there's no dead person in General Hospital. He may not show up for another 10 years, but he may show up. You know, I mean, that's what General Hospital does. They do bring people back. Then we got Jagger Jag, don't
We do. We do. We
We got
do.
Jagger Jag.
We do. Daisy and Melissa are having a discussion about whether or not Natalia should actually be a bisexual herself, which is why she's having these reactions toward Blaze. Allison, Allie.
I don't. Well, you never know what's going to happen.
Melissa's in
You guys
camp, they should.
remember when they kind of like danced on the edge of Alexis's sexuality a little bit?
Yeah, they almost had her and
Remember that?
Harmony kind of almost making out in the office.
Remember that?
Yeah, I was there for it, but whatever. So Melissa's on team, sure, why not? While Daisy's on team, no, probably not. This is actually just a really very accurate depiction of Latina family and reaction to such things. And I'm kind of on Team Daisy because I know a family from Colombia with just the gayest son of all time that was ignored, ignored, ignored.
I tell you, there's a lot of, you know, especially from decades ago, and it doesn't matter what culture you're from. You know, there was a 50 years ago, it's just like most adults were just like, well, if you don't talk about it, it doesn't really exist. And it didn't matter what the subject matter is. You don't talk about it.
Yeah. You just ignored, ignored, ignored.
Ignore,
Anything come
ignore,
up,
just
you just
pretend,
move on.
pretend, pretend.
Just
That's
move
what
on.
people do.
Just move on.
That's what
Eventually, you just
people
stop asking. You got a
ignore.
girlfriend? Do you think Jack is gonna turn to Valentine?
Do I think Jack?
Is gonna turn on Valentine? Yeah. You gonna tell Anna the truth eventually? They're still sitting there in the talkie room.
Yeah, they're still sitting over there in the cafeteria, Grey's Anatomy, huh?
Yep. Did you know that? So the General Hospital's got the big blue sign outside of their part of the studio, and then on the other side of the building, I don't know if we saw this with Fido and missed it, or if I just don't recall seeing it, but they have another rectangular blue sign that says Gray Sloan Memorial General Hospital or something on it. I think that's neat. And I wonder if they use that in their show, because I've never seen Grey's Anatomy.
I haven't either. It's not been my show.
Grey's leaving. The character that the show was named after is left or something. So, you know, after 20 years, is it worth even continuing? Patrick Dempsey
Well,
hasn't been
you
on the
know, all
show in
that
a
stuff is
decade.
available. I could watch Grey's Anatomy from episode one of now if I wanted to, right?
Sincerely, because it's all on Hulu. You'd be able to just watch, and it might not be a bad idea. I mean, so many stars. Katherine Heigl, Sandra Oh, Patrick Dempsey.
I saw an old clip of Katherine Heigl on there from the very beginning of, you know, my gosh, she looks like she's 14.
Right.
Tell it is a long time ago.
Gray sweatpants. Why are we talking about gray sweatpants in the chat? In the chat, everybody.
Y'all are dirty.
Dirty. Oh, they're talking about Morgan in gray sweatpants. I don't know. Did he wear a lot of gray sweatpants? Yeah. You let me know. We got a pool set coming up. Summer's right on. You know, in the corner. Probably filming, planning pool scenes as we speak. Unless the new writers hate that set.
I'll be disappointed if we have the Metroport pool back.
You know, we need everybody swimming in that 4 feet of water.
You know, I like the Metroport. I like it. I like that set. I do. I want them to put it up again. It is a big old pain in the butt, though. That set is a big old pain in the butt.
It sure is. They got to wheel that thing out.
They put it up. They leave it up until they're done with it for the season.
God, that water must be so gross after a couple of weeks.
Well, they gotta treat it and all that stuff. They gotta treat it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's chlorinated, but there's no pump in it. Like, it's sitting water. And then when, you know, they film in it and stuff, then, you know, there's people and their makeup and their lotion and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know, so they would have to change it out, I guess.
Or they got a steamer for it or something.
You know, I don't know. The next time, you know, if they ever have the convention again and we go and tour and they have the pool set up, or if we, you know, make friends and are just snuck in through the back door, we can ask the people, you know, the set designers, how often you change that water out?
Yeah, Matt, prop guy, do you know?
Well, hey, Carolyn also likes the pool sets. We're not alone.
Yeah, I love them.
We're not alone. I like the pool set too. There was just too many disasters that happened in quick sequence at the pool last year.
There was.
Ned fell over and people got shot and this, that, and the other stuff. And just so much going on.
Yes.
A stabbing. Cyrus got stabbed by Sasha.
Yeah. You remember when Cody dive bombed into it?
So much happened at the pool last year. Oh, my gosh. The pool is actually the VIP.
It is.
So give it a perfect 10. Morgan played a character in the Grand Hotel and had a prosthetic leg, says Cheryl. So I guess that explains why we were talking about gray sweatpants and Morgan and lost appendages is because he lost a leg in another show that he was on.
Yeah, and that show was, I remember that show had like a lot of hype and a lot of advertising going into it.
Yeah.
But it's really, really, for traditional, once a week, regular televised television. It's really hard to get some footing in that. Now, because network television is about to.
Shoot. Well, at least on network TV, you might get two or three seasons on streaming. It really is a coin flip. You know, and it really has affected, you know, the way that actors approach jobs and all that. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago, where you kind of have to be the face of a franchise for any sort of real stability, which is why soap acting is great. You get that 9-to-5 normal life while still getting to be on TV. Ah, oh, Wally Perth, can't wait until you're back.
Yeah, Wally's not on either one of the shows right now. He's having a vacation time.
Yeah, I guess. Do we think that Sasha is going to get angry at Heather being out of prison and with Cyrus? I don't think so. I think Sasha is focused on the future.
Yeah, seems to be.
I love the fact that they continue to do this with Sasha. They did a little bit with Brando, and they put it away because she was being tortured, and they're picking it back up. Where Sasha is like one of the most capable people in the entire city. She has an extremely broad skill set, and it's all tied on to, like, I guess her adventuring life of her dad, essentially, where he's like a really big outdoorsman and a mechanic and just a
and
dude.
And liked horses.
And liked horses and all that, and shared that with Sasha, who in these moments comes off more tomboyish to a degree, and I like that about her.
But she went and got some designer red overalls.
But it's also feminine. I'm not, she's not out there in a backwards cap and blue jeans. There's still, feminine and that word to it.
Femininity.
There's still that
Yes.
to it. But I don't know. It's just all the, like, I imagine her sitting down at Kelly's and getting a greasy double cheeseburger. And men like that.
I kind of feel like there's maybe Sasha will be hitting the road.
Yeah, you think she's gonna be leaving?
Maybe.
Don't know. She gotta be there for
Maybe.
Cody. Gotta find something for her to do. You just don't like her anymore. No, she's got
Well, I like her just fine.
she's gotta ally herself with Nina.
Well, maybe they'll write that she indeed is the other twin, and it's not Nell.
Or she can just, have a conversation with Nina where she's like, "You know what? You're my mom now." Fist bump, boom. All right. I'm on your side.
Well, Nina needs that right now. She don't have nobody on her side.
She really doesn't. And that, I guess
No,
that's part of it.
she doesn't. She her daughter's pissed at her.
Even Maxie was like, "Listen, sign the dang divorce papers, okay?" Oh, so but before it comes up a chat, what did you think of Maxie's outfit this week, Ma?
I thought she looked better.
Yeah, right. No holes in the sweater. She actually had something
No,
that
I
looked
thought
like it
she
was
looked good.
tailored.
I thought she looked good. And I think actually, Kirsten Storms looks better head from toe.
Just overall.
Overall.
Well, maybe
I
you.
think she looks healthier than she did in the recent past. I think her makeup's better. Her
Hey.
wardrobe's better. Her hair is better. And she just seems more, of course, I don't know Kirsten Storms, but she just seems, everybody seems to be just a little more into what they're doing now, it seems to me.
And there's an overall elevation, and I pointed, a couple of weeks ago to like the writing, but it's also entirely possible that Frank Valentini sat everybody down and said, "Listen, we constantly walk away with best show, but nobody really believes it. We constantly win for directing.
I
We're at the top
remember
of our costuming game."
when we went to the Emmys in December, Frank Valentini seems so he seemed so of course I had not met him or seen him before, but he was just so subdued and seemed so shut down and so tired, didn't he?
Yeah, super tired. I mean, so these things have alcohol served, and so that probably played a little bit into it some. But
Yeah,
what I
maybe he
got
was
from
a
him,
little
what
bit
I got
drunk.
from him, and he's not out there, he's not doing entertainment tonights and doing all these fan events and isn't the face of the show or anything like
No.
that. So what I got from him was nerd who does a good job with his job.
I just found that, especially being the night it was, he just been, should have been a, or not should have, but I just ex thought that he would be more jovial.
He just it's just you know what sometimes it's just not in people, especially in public settings. You could just not be a very good public speaker as well.
That's true.
I don't know, but anyway, so it's possible too that they sat all everybody down and said, "Hey, everybody, elevate your game. Everybody, these are our expectations. Hit them. Fire Portia from GH Blink. You're just trying to start a fight."
Hi, Portia from GHY.
Apparently, yelling at Laura is not a good thing.
Well, no, you can't Laura yell at Laura. You can't yell at Laura, but I don't know. I'd like seeing Portia with a little more fire underneath her.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And she was just yelling, pretty much yelling at Laura and Alexis. And you don't even have a law license. Well, tell me what you really think. Don't hold anything back now.
And it's not like and it was not like they gave she was giving them a little grace with privacy either. She was in the middle of the nurse's station yelling at them from several feet away.
I get it. Oh yeah, there
She's
was
yelling.
that extra in the back.
Oh, you know what? I saw, I don't remember what scene it was, but I saw it. Perhaps it was at Kelly's. I saw a bad wig on GH. I saw a Bad Days of Our Lives wig on
Oh,
GH.
you did?
I did.
Oh my gosh. Well, I guess we have to forgive very quick jobs when it comes to trying to differentiate the look of people in the back. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, yeah, fired for being head of staff. Shouldn't be that way. Not a patient. Well, I don't know. I imagine doctors are allowed to have opinions about their patients so long as it doesn't affect the care that they offer.
Yes. Or make you look like a loon bug.
And I think Portia was absolutely right. You guys didn't. You come over here and hang out with her for an hour every 3 days, Laura? Come on, do you even know her? Do you know her?
I think that Laura sometimes gives too much grace.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, yes.
Well, I think so. You too. I think you're absolutely right about that. 100%. Given her too much grace, a little too much room to move. I think that she has been, sentenced and should probably serve it.
Yeah, she
Curing a
did hook all
poison
them
does
people.
not forgive murder.
Yeah, but she's gonna get lawyered up though, isn't she?
Yeah, well, I mean, Alexis is kind of on her side right now.
I bet you. And they can use the case file. They can use the case file for Frankel.
They sure can. They sure can. I gotta squish a rumor that Nathan just put in the chat right here, real quick, though. Gotta squish it. Frank Valentini made a fool of himself at the Emmys months back. I heard ABC wasn't happy with Frank when that happened. There's more than meets the eye behind the scenes.
Well, we didn't see him do anything foolish. We
Nathan, we
just
were
saw
there.
him
If we were
cheat.
there, watched the whole thing, hung out the whole thing, listened to the chitter chatter of everybody that was around us, watched him accept the Emmy, watched his presser at the end, watched him walk down the red carpet, watched and watched, listened and listened, and he did nothing
Really,
embarrassing.
there's a lot of people and there's a lot of chatter. You know, there is. There's a lot of chatter and there's a lot of people. So if he'd like really done anything like, oh, did you see Frank? We'd have heard.
Oh, absolutely. It was a small space with a lot of people, so it would have rippled. Frank
It would have
Valentini just
rippled.
said so and so
Because
to such and such.
other things did ripple.
Yeah, we totally would have heard it 100%. So, yeah, I mean, at least from our perspective, everything was
Like I
cool.
just said, he just seemed subdued. Turned down and
That's just who he
extremely
is.
tired.
It's just who he is.
Maybe that's who he is. Maybe he was served a little bit, but luckily he's the kind of drunk that don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, it was just, we're, and I wouldn't even say that he was drunk. He was just drank enough alcohol to be able to talk to the public.
Was just, like I said, turned down.
That's just our POV. Maybe Nathan's totally right. Don't come here for me. I don't know
You know
nothing.
who was I thought when it came to the like the red carpet, the who was most entertaining and who just loved being there? That was Allie.
Allie,
Allie
yeah, Allie
Mills.
Mills had a great time.
Oh my gosh, she had fun.
Oh, I think Frank and Ron would be a good couple. Aww. Frank and Ron. Writer from Days and Frank Valentini. Kaiwan wants to confirm that there is no episode on Monday. And Kaiwan, you're correct. There is no episode on Monday. The coverage of the eclipse is going to be taking over the ABC's airwaves.
Yes, and I don't, and from I think it's preempted all. It's not going to be on Hulu at 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the
No,
afternoon.
it's just
It's
not.
preempted,
It's not
period,
happening.
right?
Yeah, they're just not going to do it. Lashanta reminds us that Franco got off because of his tumor, so Heather can get away because of the cobalt poisoning, and you're probably right.
Exactly.
He'll have some
Exactly.
enemies, though.
I don't like the idea that the two stories are so at this point. Going forward, it seems like they're going to be parallel. Hopefully not. We've already seen that.
Yeah, but isn't Heather Franco's mom?
Yes.
So maybe it just runs in the family.
Yes.
Oh, so
She
we'll
is
see.
Franco's
But
mom.
even then, even with Franco's
It was
repair,
Scotty's his daddy.
yes, even with Fra oh God, Scotty. Even with his repaired brain and the tumor removed, when Jason came back, he still punched his lights out in front of the elevators.
I
So,
did.
you know, even with repair to your
Which was
decision-making
hilarious.
processes,
I remember that. That was so
super
hilarious
funny.
because there was no posturing. There was no ripping off your jacket. Let's fight. No,
No,
she was like, kapow.
Jason just walked up and bam, and Elizabeth was like, "Whoa,
Waylaid him.
you missed so much, Jason. Let me catch you up."
Yeah.
So whatever, who cares? I don't see Heather being cured. Just not murderous. Just back to her old ways of just trying to slip LSD into somebody's drink.
Oh, she did dastardly things. She did. She just wasn't a hook killer.
Heather didn't have a fake hip when she tried to kill Diana Taylor in 1981. I don't know what happened in 1981. And did she really try to kill her, or was she just trying to scare her?
And 20 years ago is 2004. It's not, doesn't feel like it's 20 years, really.
Yeah, 1981 was 40 years ago, everybody. I don't know nothing about anything, you guys. I promise. I promise I don't know anything. I just sit here week after week, and a bunch of words spill out of my mouth that are General Hospital centric. You know, we got all of those wonderful donations, and not a single person recommended a late night tonight topic, which means that it's also hard for everybody else to come up with something to talk
There it is.
about.
We'll think of something.
We will. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Let's see. Joss and Christina fought. We touched on that, but there really isn't any detail. She made that nasty grilled cheese for Dex. She still loves him and is worried about his future as a cop.
She made him nasty grilled cheese and threw it at him too.
And he was
Kind
still like, oh.
Yeah.
Love her, Berber.
Well, she can't help it. Her mom can only bake, frozen pizza, so she can't even really even make a salad.
Yeah, it's true.
She had to have Donna help her.
Lasagna. Nope, can't do the lasagna.
Jocelyn learned to make lasagna because of Dex. Maybe she and Dex were too hot and heavy doing their horizontal mambo they always do when they skipped over the grilled cheese.
She burned it on purpose to stick it to him. A weird
Yeah, she
person.
did.
But it's as little like they didn't, not even a word. Not even a word. And they just they put that in there. And it was obvious and clear that she purposefully burnt the sandwich. And he was like, nah, F you, I love it anyway, because you're Jocelyn.
She is so Carly's daughter. Something Carly would do. No, you know what Carly is? I tell you, she is the best liar I've ever seen on a soap opera.
She really
Carly
is.
is. Man, she can sell a lie like, man, she have you asking for 10 more.
She, you know, I mean, I was blo like, you know, mentioned it a couple of weeks ago when Jason basically walked out of the room, Anna and Jagger walked in, and she's like, no, I haven't seen Jason. Smooth. Not even a hiccup.
Not even.
Not even a hiccup.
Not even.
Dex looks like James Dean. Okay. All right. Do you think Valentine
Like
was threatening
James
Ava?
Dean.
No, I don't.
A little bit. He does look a little bit like James Dean.
The wedding dress, the wedding dress, the wedding dress, the wedding dress. I don't know what happened to the wedding dress. Apparently, it's ruined.
The wedding dress is just so old
It fell apart.
that when they started working on it, it just fell apart in their hands. That's what they said. It's not salvageable.
Except for something. A strap, a button, a veil.
Something. They're going to have
Something.
to sew something into something else. But yes. Well, and I would say that wedding dress would have to be 75 years old.
Oh, definitely.
Old wedding dress. I wonder if I pulled out my 1980s gunny sack, if it would fall apart when I put it on.
Has it been vacuum sealed? Or is it
No,
just in a bag?
it's just a bag.
Just covered in a bag and has been hanging in every closet that you've owned since your wedding.
No, it's in the hope chest.
It's in the hope chest.
Been in
Okay.
the hope chest
All
for,
right.
yeah.
Well, maybe it's safe. You should pull it out one day.
Old gunny sack.
Maybe
Brand
one of
pack.
the Maybe.
not an actual gunny sack, you know, it's a brand.
Yeah, no, I imagine you got married in a burlap sack. It's fine. It's totally good. Just a potato bag.
Well, that brand hasn't been around in a long time,
Well, then
so.
maybe it's worth something. You should sell
Well, actually, I found one a couple of weeks ago. It's for sale in my
it.
store. Honest with you.
I feel bad for Carly, says Melissa. The end of the lunch rush doesn't mean there are no customers left. Yeah,
No.
there was two customers and a Jocelyn who needs to learn time and place.
And they have a new restaurant manager.
They do. And did you see the person working at Crimson now too?
Yes, I did.
So look at that. Those are those two cast members that they had announced. Ooh, so and such have joined GH, and it's those two
Yes.
ladies. I don't know their names, which is why I called them so and such.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was clear.
I don't know the actors' names, and I don't know the characters' names either. I know they said them, but I don't remember.
I don't know. I feel like they were just some pretty plain names.
You know what I always this always bothers me. Tracy has a bad habit of this, so does Nina. Talk down to your staff. What's wrong with you?
Who is she talking down to?
Well, Nina talked down to that, down to her person.
But the person was like, "Oh, hey, your thing is ready." And she's like, "Thanks. What did I miss?"
I don't like her.
You just don't like her. Everything she does is wrong.
I don't like her.
Yeah, I have to go back. Maybe there was something I missed.
They just seem so dismissive with, especially Tracy. She
Mm-hmm.
talks staff terribly.
I'm not going to argue Tracy. She absolutely does treat staff terribly.
She does. I don't know what's wrong with you people. You like having your food spit on?
Yes, yeah, she does. It's special flavoring. They have the one customer that with the blonde hair that could have been Ava or Monica just showed from the back. Brooklyn is a good person, I believe. I like her. Oh, that's a good blank. I'm glad that you like Brooklyn.
Oh man, I tell you what I liked about Brooklyn the most was 2 weeks ago when she told Jagger off. Oh my gosh, it
You
was
see,
so good.
he's a child. She's
Man,
interviewing him without his parents around.
I love it. I love it when she taps into her granny and her mom at the same time. Oh, it's delicious.
I'm going to tell you what's for the right reasons. I'm going to be righteous about this read down. Heather Crew, Hunter Cruz is new at Bobby's. I guess Hunter Cruz is the name of the person at Bobby's. I don't know if that's the character name or the actor's name, but hey, welcome to the show.
I think it's the actors.
Yeah, know. Miss Max and Milo. Oh, LaShonta. Jason's kids. Yes.
I enjoyed Max more than Milo, I think. I
I don't
always
even
wrote
know him at
Milo as
all.
kind of an airhead. But I like Max, but I didn't like Diane with Max. There was nothing they ever grew. They didn't never grew it. You know
Was
what I mean?
this background relationship she was in.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah,
want to.
yeah.
I don't like.
All right. Well, I guess in conclusion, we can talk about Jake just being like, "So what are you doing here? You're just okay. Goodbye,
Yeah. Well, you
Dad."
know, I think Jake has reason to react that way.
Totally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's not 9. He's not 8 years old. He has opinions. He
You
has a
couldn't call. You
full-formed
couldn't
brain.
write. You could show up to commit crimes. All right. Dad.
Yeah. And Jason has been in and out of his life. Well, you know, how many more times do I need to grieve you kind of thing? You know, yeah, there'll be a point where it won't matter anymore. So I think he has a reason to be mad at his dad, and I think Jason was right too for like, yeah, well, he should be pissed.
Jason gets it.
He
But then
does.
also at the same time too, and I think that this is key, and I hope all of the people who really enjoy Elizabeth and the relationship that she had with Jason really get like Elizabeth understands Jason really well.
She does.
To
Really
explain to
does.
Jake, hey, he's not gonna buy you an airplane. He's not gonna get you a cake. He's not gonna stand outside the airport with a big sign. He's not gonna do anything overt. But what's gonna happen is every time you're in trouble, you turn around and he's going to be standing there.
He's just not going to give up.
He's just not going to give up. Now, I also remember they did this with Jake, not with Danny, but they did this with Jake. When Jason came back and they found out that Drew was Drew,
mm-hmm.
Jake was like, WTF, no, you're my dad. No. Mm-hmm. You know, he cried. I want you to be mm-hmm. my father. No, all that kind of stuff. So there has been a part of Jake that has wanted the active father role in his life since he was a kid and got it with Drew and didn't want to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably something that they could still play up today if they still had Drew be Drew and not this new character.
But who the father figure for Jake really was Franco.
Yeah.
That's who he was tight with.
Yeah, he was tight with Franco. Cameron was as well. I guess there's...
But Cameron came around. It took him a minute.
Yes. Gosh, I think there's room for a Drew connection too, but it's dependent on them like I just said, that depends on him being Drew and not this new character that's also named Drew, is what he is today. Pretty much all of that stuff that happened to him under the face of Billy Miller doesn't play. Like, the only thing is I'm Scout's dad.
Pretty much.
And that's it, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they barely have
him. Was Oscar's dad too once upon a time?
You know, he hasn't said Kilimanjaro ever. Ever. You know? So, anyway, whatever. I guess that's it. 83% of the people who decided to participate in this week's poll was not surprised that Jason was covering for Carly, or was Jason was protecting Carly.
Oh, I'm not surprised either. It makes the perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it also makes perfect sense for Carly to find this out in the next couple of weeks and blow it up.
Oh, yeah, and be super upset because Carly wouldn't have let him do that.
Mm-mm.
I think he said so. Jake's own mom did a horrible job facilitating when Jason could see Jake after Jason returned from the dead 5 years back. The whole thing with Franco ruined that. Nathan, not approving of Liz's choices. Didn't even say his name, just Jake's own mom. Not even her name.
Well, I've never been a great fan of Elizabeth. I've always thought she's a pot stirrer and she's a finger pointer and in a, oh, me? Oh. That's why.
You called her Pollyanna.
Yeah, she is Pollyanna.
Yeah.
She's got her finger pointing everywhere,
yeah.
Except for inward.
Yeah. She doesn't realize that when you're pointing here, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Right back to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, get out of here. Move on with your lives.
Get back on the elevator.
Climb
but before that, hit the like button.
That's right. Folks, we're getting out of here. Like the video if you haven't. Subscribe to the channel if you've enjoyed yourself, or if you just feel like clicking a red button that just makes me feel very happy and very easy for you. It's free. Click it. And then get out of the elevator. Get out of here.
Click it or ticket from Mama Cat.
She's going to write you a ticket. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on our fifth season opener.
Yeah.
As well as the donations that we received through the Super Chat, which you can still do even if you're not watching it live. You can still do a Super Thanks button on the replay and leave a fun sticker.
Mm-hmm.
If you wish. But Melissa, thank you very much. Rochelle, Carolyn, Liz, Kelly, and of course, Big Spin to David. Mr. Big David. Shot.
David. What is Matthew's middle name? Big it shot. Happens to be David.
Ooh, 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 Mr. Big oh, Shot.
Your name you is not Matthew.
It's not like Matthew Walter.
No.
Not Matthew Charles. It's not Matthew Oliver.
No, it's Matthew David.
Matthew David. Matthew David. Matthew David's clicking, pushing the button, going back down to the first floor. Gonna get out of the hospital, go into the parking garage where it's perfectly safe because Heather has been cured of cobalt poisoning. Get into your car and turn your radio to previous episodes of The 10th Floor, which you can find on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. If you cannot find it on your favorite podcasting platform, you can reach out to me on Twitter at 10th Floor GH and I will send you in the right direction. You can give us a follow there as well if you want to join in on the conversation we have about GH and Days of Our Lives all week long. Next week, we'll be back. 9 a.m. Days for Dummies, 11 a.m., 10th floor. And who knows, maybe we'll show up on Thursday for a late night tonight. Keep your eyeballs peeled.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. Donate to the Super Thanks. Buy me a coffee, $5 tip jar. Whatever you feel like doing. If you want to, it goes straight back into the show to get me a new Yeti mic. And we'll get out of here. Do you validate parking? We do. We do validate parking. There's actually a machine next to the exit. You just stick your parking ticket in. It's going to print with the time validation. And then when you go into the self-serve kiosk to pay for parking, the discount will be applied based on the validation that you did. We are completely staffless here at the parking garage of General Hospital. We do not hire anybody to pull a ticket, to operate a gate, or even watch your vehicles. Parking here is at your own risk, so hide your valuables.
Yeah, don't leave your valuables in plain sight.
And that's it. Go spend some time with your families. I've been Matt.
I've been Kat.
And we'll catch you next time right here on the 10th floor. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.